I'm going to talk to you about where you need to work, who you need to work with. Because, see, I think a lot of us get involved in World Ventures, and we don't understand where we need to work, where we need to focus our attention. And as I was putting this together, I guess 3 or 4 months ago, I was actually in the car with Troy, and we were talking, and in this conversation, I'm like, well, you know the problem, right? Everybody's trying to do something that's impossible. And that's where I'm going to go into the zero factor. I said, you know, Troy, here's what they're doing. And I mean, even I've done it. I'm trying to make a zero do something that they can't do. And so I want you to understand, in this case, if you're in the room and you feel like a zero, the cool thing about this is you're not parked at zero. Okay? But what I mean by this is we want to turn zeros into multipliers. We want to take somebody that's not ready, somebody that doesn't understand how to get this thing done. Maybe their desire is not high enough to go get this thing done, and we're trying to make them a multiplier. Now, what I mean by that is zero times one equals what?
Zero
times one equals zero. But see, this is what we want to do. We want to take somebody like, in this case, now this guy's not a zero, but I'm going to pick on him a little bit. So we want to take Ronnie, and we want to force him to go do something that's unnatural. What I mean by that is we take Ronnie by the hand. He gets involved with World Ventures. And here's what we're thinking. Oh, this is our guy. This dude is going to lead me to the promised land. We treat him like he is our stud, and he ain't even proven himself as anything yet. We think he's our home run hitter. We think he's the guy that's going to get us to IMD. And we treat him like that guy. But right now, he has to be considered a zero. He hasn't been proven yet. He's not showing you he's going to do what it takes to get to the next level. He's not showing you, and he's not doing the action that it's going to take to get him to where he wants to be and where you want to be. So we continue to try to take a zero and do something. So we do this, we're like, throw a travel party. Come on, Ronnie, let's do a travel party. We're gonna invite 30 of your friends. And listen, only 4 might show up, but you're gonna invite 30. And I show up, he ain't invited 2. And here's what I say. Oh, Ronnie, you got more people we can invite. So come on, let's go. We're gonna do a travel party. And we start holding his hand and we start treating him like he's our guy. But how many did you invite? 1? Okay. Nobody shows up. I'm going to quit.
It don't work.
We start treating him like he's going to lead us to a lot of people, but he's not doing the activity that it takes to get to people, because 0 times 2 equals 0. Here's what you got to understand. If a person is in a current state of zero, and they're not ready to do it yet, they cannot become your multiplier. They will not become your multiplier. So why are you going to treat them like your multiplier? So you have to learn how to work with the zeros in your team to get them to do what they can do. If you catch this, man, this is magic. So here's what happens. So zeros, you know why that zeros normally are not doing the right activity? It's because they're looking for other zeros. They want to look for something that is not, because they don't want to work with someone or do something that's unnatural to them. They're looking for another zero. Instead of recruiting up, they're recruiting either side or down. They're going for the easy yes because a person's in poverty. They're not going to the person that is a successful business owner that's making a lot of money right now because they're afraid of what he'll think. So they continue to try to make the zeros do something they can't do. But here's what we got to get good at. We want to help them win at what they can do. Now, here's the magic in the whole situation in network marketing in general, but really in World Ventures. If we can make the zeros add, then that's what's going to create the momentum to get to the next level. If you get really good at using a zero to add, then that's how you go. What do I mean by that? 0 plus 1 equals what? That's a number. We just added one. Well, just in case you don't realize, I can take that same zero and go show somebody else in the one-on-ones and two-on-ones, and what's going to happen is we're going to add another one. And what we're doing is we're showing them that we can use them in the right way without scaring them away, trying to make them do something they can't. This is the magic of the one-on-ones and two-on-ones. See, you hear us talk about one-on-ones and two-on-ones all the time. The reason we talk about it is because that's the magic in our business. I will take Ronnie when he gets started, I'll put him in the deal, and I'll say, who can we show in the next 24 hours? I don't say, let's do a travel party and invite 30 of your friends. I say, who can we show in the next 24 hours? And he's going to identify himself right there if he wants to play or not. So I'm going to find out, and I'm going to go show and do exactly. Now, he may be more than a zero. I'm not saying he's a zero, but at this point, treating him like a zero because I just want to add. Because I know if I add, I can do something good. I can add things to the team. The zeros will lead us to the multipliers. If we get really good at doing the one-on-ones and two-on-ones, the one-on-ones and two-on-ones, the one-on-ones and two-on-ones, it's going to lead us to those people that's willing to go out and do the thing without us. Let me show you the magic here. Zeros can absolutely explode it. We've added one with the zero. They're on the team. So now we're starting to multiply. Show a few people and our team starts to grow because they're doing something that's natural to them. We've used the zero to get to the hero. And he don't even realize I just used him in that way. But see, here's the cool thing about it. Because I'm doing it this way, I'm not only showing him that it works, I'm showing everybody on my team that this is how you do it. The magic of World Ventures and showing this whole thing is creating duplication on your team and doing the right things with the right people. And if you get really good at using people for what they're good at in this business and helping them do what they want to do, if you use them the right ways, then he's going to have a bunch of zeros one day. What you have to understand is this. I'm not the brightest person in the room. I'm not that guy. I'm not the smartest. I don't even have a day of college in my life. Not one day. I'm not that dude. But here's what I am. I'm the guy that can go find somebody that says, I'll show you a few people. And I'll work through him to work through her to work through her to work through him to work through her. And eventually, I'm going to find me somebody that makes a run and hits RMD. And guess what? When this somebody shows up, she already knows how to use the zeros in the right way to multiply. And now I go on down and I find somebody else and I throw them up there. And here's what I've done. I've created duplication within two people. I'm one person away from complete freedom in my whole life. But here's what they know. They know how to add and they know how to multiply. And they know who to add with and who to multiply with. And then you find some crazy person. Some person that will go on the beach and now get on a video and they'll say, how about vacation? How about vacation? And then what happens? Then what happens is I get to do the hallelujah, jumping and hollering. I'm an RMD because I've showed them how to duplicate exactly the right way. So, now you understand where to work. Now how do you know what you have? And I'm going to talk to you about the triple sword. And this is how we build our whole team. Troy Brown talked about this at the last big event. And for those people that weren't there, you're going to get pretty much the same thing this event. Here's what happens. These are the three type people that you have on your team. You're going to have potential, you're going to have doers, and you're going to have leaders. Now, the potential is the person that signs up, says, I'm in, but doesn't do anything. Man, I'm getting ready to kill this thing. Let's show somebody. Man, I don't have anybody to show right now. Man, I'm putting thousands in this. You just don't understand. Look, I know I can't prove it to you right now. But I'm getting ready to do this thing big. And man, you're going to get to go collect checks while sitting on the beach. It's potential. They've done nothing. They don't prove their self because they're not doing the activity that it takes to prove their self. That's potential. Then you've got doers. And what happens when the doers show up is the doers are the ones that saying, I got a 201. Can you come do it with me? The doers are the ones that says, I've got a travel party scheduled for next Tuesday. Will you come with me and do it? They keep saying, I'm here, I want to do this. So they're doing the right activity. They're doing it over and over and over and over again. But they still require my help. They're not ready to be cut loose. There's still somebody that I want to kind of help go. I want to be a leader in that group. I want to make sure they see my presence. Because I don't know whether they're going to be the one to lead that group. But I know I'm the one until they prove themselves to be the one. So I just go with them. That's the doers. And then you got your leaders. And your leaders are the one that they call me and they say, hey, can you come to a travel party? And I say, look, man, I'm full. No problem, I got this. So they call me back the next week. Hey, man, I really need you to come in and do some two-on-ones with me. Man, dude, my schedule is full. I'm flying to Australia. No big deal, I got it. A leader says, I'm going to do it, come hell or high water, and it don't matter if you're with me or not. A leader is somebody that does not allow your schedule or anybody else's schedule to maintain their schedule. A leader is somebody that sees a way bigger than just the one-on-ones and two-on-ones. They understand that it takes one-on-ones and two-on-ones, travel parties, and big shot meetings to win at this. The leaders don't wait. That's the triple sword. And some of you are like, well, how do I know who's who on my team? I mean, how do I understand that? Told you a few things, but let me tell you how you can identify a leader. A leader's trait. First thing a leader is they have to be coachable. Coachable means that they call me up and they ask me a question, they don't question my answer. They ask me how to do this, and when I tell them how to do it, yes, sir. They may not say yes, sir, but they're going to say yes. They're listening to everything. They're like a sponge. When Wayne Nugent is on the stage, man, they're taking so many notes because they understand that they want to duplicate somebody that's making millions of dollars today because he was going to chase after his dream with an amazing idea such as this. They're going to do that over and over and over again. They're coachable. That's the first requirement for a leader. Most people can achieve this, can be coachable, if they can shut their mouth long enough. They can be coachable. Just got to listen. The next thing is they've got to have a desire. And a desire means down deep, their burn for this company is unbelievable. I mean, when somebody questions who they are and where they're at with this company, man, they'll look at them and say, I'll die with this company. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if anybody comes at me and tells me to wake up or drink juice or any of that crap. I'm going to do travel in World Ventures. This is my life. This is who I am. World Ventures is my company. I'm riding this baby until I die. And if God lets me, I'm carrying it with me there. That's desire, man. I'm going to get this done. I don't care what kind of valley I got to go through. I don't care what it takes, the sacrifice that I have to make. At the end of the day, there ain't nobody going to tell me I didn't go hard enough to get this thing done. That's desire. I don't care if you win or not. I'm going to win because I'm not going to quit. That's desire. The next thing is credibility. And those first two, a lot of people have. But then you get to this third one, is credibility. And this is the one that a lot of people struggle with. Because when I got into World Ventures, I didn't have a lot of this. I didn't. And I think last night at the Wings and Wheels event, somebody asked their age. How do I talk to people older? Well, here's what you have to understand. The reason you have problems talking to people that's older, it may be because of the credibility. Because they don't know you. They don't know where you're going. They don't know where you are. But here's the cool thing about it. As you continue to stay the course here in World Ventures, and as you continue to build slowly, if you build slowly or fast, your credibility continues to rise. And eventually, you're going to be at a place that that whole switch flips because you're proving yourself successful. So don't worry about the credibility right now. That will come over time, but you have to put yourself in a position to be able to get there. I'm sweating. Woo! Feel like I'm getting ready to preach or something. So get your credibility there by doing the right activity and going over and over and over and doing it, and your credibility will come. The last thing is you got to have toughness. A leader is not going to listen to his broke brother-in-law. A leader is not going to listen to his sister that calls his wife and says, oh, Jonathan needs to get his head out of the clouds. He's got a family to feed. A leader is not going to let somebody else's opinion kill their dream. A leader is going to get bloody, battered, beaten up, but when they get up, there's no question that they're a victor in this whole situation. Here's what I do. Here's where I'm at. I'm going to go ready to get bloody because this is a battle and there's a lot of people losing, but I can put them on the winning team. People are going to get beat up. They're going to get, man, I'm telling you, some of these leaders up here, man, they're so bloody right now. But it's pretty easy when you're laying on the beach to heal. I mean, seriously. Let me ask you a question. If I told you for the next year of your life, you sit in prison, but when you get out, I'm going to give you 6 figures a year for the rest of your life, every single year, would you sit in prison for a year? Now listen, don't lose this point. Here's the deal. You're willing to give up a year of your life, eating 3 a days, getting an hour of recess for that $100,000. And all I'm telling you is, let's go to work for 2 to 3 hours a day for the next 365 days of your life, and let's see if you can fit yourself free. Let's see if you can create that $100,000 plus a year. Because see, most of you ain't putting an hour a week in, and you're thinking you're gonna be a millionaire in this thing. Leaders go put in 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, and they don't care what anybody else is doing on their team because they know they gotta do the activity because everybody else will follow them. I'm a big man, and I'm sure I'm stepping on a few toes right now. But I'm not trying to step on your toes. If I hit your toes, I miss. I'm trying to hit your heart. Because that'll move you to action. So now you've got all four of these, and here's what you got to make is a decision. This is where game time is, boys and girls. This is where you get to decide whether you're going to do something big in this company or not. This is where you get to decide whether you're going to be a participant or a spectator. All right. This is where you choose if your couch is more comfortable than a yacht. This is where you choose if you want to sit on your back porch and look at the trees or whether you want to sit on your front porch of your condo looking at the ocean. This is where you make a decision that this is the real deal and I'm going to make it happen. I'm doing the deal no matter what anybody says. That's a decision. Most people in this room, you even clap at that. But when it comes decision times, you're trying to put on training pants instead of putting on the big boy pants. A decision takes action. Action. You can make a decision, but if you stay on your couch, you'll never succeed. You can make a decision, but if you don't go do something to make the decision happen, it'll never take place. See, I can spend $100 on lottery tickets because they got a $300 million jackpot. But listen, here's the key to that. I'm going to have a good story here. I can spend $100 on jackpot tickets. I can have the winning numbers. But if I stay on my couch for the next 6 months to a year of my life and I don't cash that ticket, is it worth the millions? Might as well frame that bad boy because that's the closest you're going to have to anything good. See, here's the deal. A lot of you are sitting on a company and on an idea, on a way to make that type of money. A way to have a shot at living every dream that you want. And you're come to these events and you're, I'm gonna make a decision. But then you do no action behind it. You come and get motivated, and then you leave and you lose the motivation. And you ask your leaders, why can't I do this? It's because you're not doing it. It's because you're not doing what it takes. You come up to me and say, hey, listen, I've been in this thing for 4 years. I'm not where I want to be. Ask yourself the question, are you doing what you should be doing? Are you going where you should be going? How late are you staying up at night for your dream? Better yet, how late are you staying up at night for your little kids' dreams? I think the one thing I admire about Wayne more than anything is his love for his family. And when you see him and his compassion and how much he cares about his little girl and his wife, hands down, it's the most amazing thing you'll ever see. Watch him when he's around them. He's not just got a little girl that loves him. He's got a little girl that he has engulfed with love. And it has nothing to do with how much money that man makes. It has everything with how much heart that man has. And because of him, he's been able to create people that make decisions and have the action because we believe if he can do it, we can do it. People ask all the time, man, what are you doing chasing your dreams so hard? What motivates you to do that? Because most people don't get their dream. You know why most people don't get their dream? It's because they give up before they catch it. So here's what you got to understand. Everybody in this room, you're on the edge of catching your dream. You've taken the first step, and over the next, I don't know how many years it may take, how many months it may take, or how many days it may take, are you going to be so engulfed with that dream and that decision as a leader to continue to fight the fight? When somebody decides they want to go to another company, let them go. Don't fight about it. Let them go. Listen, they may have something better for their family they think in their head, and if it does, be the better man. Tell them go. But here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the people that says, I want to lock arms. At the end of the day, it's all about the zero factor.